of the month. That's in Proverbs. Wanted to first say that, you know, so many times when we sing songs here, that there's just a phrase or a verse of the song that really speaks to you and kind of jumps out. Tonight, may the Lord find us faithful. In there, there's a number of things we are to be, and one of them is to be searching His Word for His best. And may His Word be our banner held high. And if you keep that in mind as we go through this tonight, it fits well with the verse of the month. So, Proverbs is where we are tonight. A verse that's early in the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs is a book of Hebrew poetry. And it conveys specific truth. And usually it's in a very short, direct way. It's not long sentences, long paragraphs. Usually makes it a little easier to remember. And the book of Proverbs, Solomon is the writer. And he was a very wise man himself. And we can see that in 1 Kings 4, 29 through 34, which says, "And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. Thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all the men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Hermon Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahal, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And men of all nations, from all the kings of the earth, who had heard of his wisdom, came to hear the wisdom of Solomon." So he was a very wise man. And the purpose of the book, when he wrote all these proverbs out, is for the most part laid out in the first six verses of Proverbs itself. It says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel." To assist in understanding a proverb and the words of the wise and their riddles. So it's to help others make wise decisions as they go throughout their life. I included a short paragraph on your handout describing the scope and purpose of the book of Proverbs. And this paragraph is in the words of J.N. Darby. But a couple of the main parts of his little paragraph. It's an application of the wisdom which created the heavens and the earth to the details of life in this world of confusion and evil. And God applies His wisdom to the circumstances of our practical life. So I wasn't quite sure what to title this devotion, if I titled it. I had some options. One was the roadmap to wise decision making. Another one was the pathway to proper living. One was a tale of two cities. And cities is short for citizens, so that kind of fell apart. But a wise man versus a foolish man. The wisdom of God versus the wisdom of man. And probably any of those would work. The book presents a couple opposing recurring themes that you'll see as you go through the book. That of the wise man versus the fool. Sometimes the words are a little bit different. Might be using a scoffer for the fool. And it's good versus evil. And just a few of the verses where it kind of does that. Verse 10, or chapter 10, verse 1. A wise man makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Verse 13, wisdom is found on the lips of he who has understanding, but a rod is for the back of him who is devoid of understanding. In verse 23, to do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. So there's many verses like that as you go through the book of Proverbs that talk in short sentences, and usually many times opposing. One way may be the wise person, how they see something, and another is the fool. So you get to see both sides. Our verse for the month of May was chapter 1, verse 7, which is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It's kind of the key verse for the book of Proverbs as you get going. It sets out the premise or the pathway to become knowledgeable and wise in God's ways. It starts out with the fear of the Lord. So what's the fear of the Lord? At times the word fear is used to talk about terror or carefulness, trembling. It might be a frightful situation. It might be dread. Here the Hebrew word denotes, the Hebrew word is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, it's H-I-R-A-H, and I don't know if I'm even going to try, but reverential trust is what it's talking about. Its basis is the love of God, and the fear of the Lord is the hatred of evil. Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord dreads God's displeasure, and it desires his favor. It reveres his holiness, submits to his will, sincerely worships him, and seeks to obey his statutes, thus pleasing the Lord and rightly serving him. Proverbs 14:27 says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. There's the fear of man that's out there versus the fear of God. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. It's a fountain of life. How do we acquire the fear of the Lord, a reverential trust of him? You can't really fear somebody that you don't know or you don't understand very well or you don't trust. If you're a believer, if you've put your trust in Christ's sacrifice on the cross, you've understood your sinfulness and your lack of power to gain your redemption through any of your own effort, and you understand your destination is the lake of fire, absent Jesus Christ. So as a believer, you've got the fear of Christ. You've got the fear of the Lord. And through the Holy Spirit, you have the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In Proverbs 2, the first few verses there, it lays out how you must seek for the knowledge and the wisdom of God. So there it says, my son, if you receive my words, treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and you apply your heart to understanding. If you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you'll understand the fear of the Lord and you will find the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives wisdom. The more you draw near to God, the more fear, reverence you will have. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. Solomon was wise, as we read earlier. A little earlier in 1 Kings, we read that God gave him the wisdom because he asked for it. And let's see, we're in 1 Kings 3, verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask, what shall I give you? Pretty broad, open question for God to say that. I wonder what I would ask for. Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, Solomon said, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? This speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked for a long life for yourself, nor have asked for riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies to have in your hand, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before, nor shall anyone like you arise after you. So his wisdom came from God. He asked for it. And in addition, the Lord gave him riches and honor in long days. So God didn't just decide to give it to him. He asked for it, and he sought the Lord in obtaining the wisdom. So we need to ask for wisdom for various circumstances. Seek to know him better. Seek to understand his ways. And seek to know his will for your life. Search and listen. And trust the word of God. Strive to make knowing him the desire of your heart. Sometimes it's hard to comprehend the amazing resource that we have in God's Word. You know, as humans, as man has, we've got lots of schools, institutions of higher learning, we've got universities, we've got the internet, we've got Google, we've got Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook, but I've heard that everything you hear on Facebook is true. But sometimes it can be misinterpreted too. Somebody in my family had been on Facebook for just a couple years here now, and she went into her profile one day, and a few months after starting, and noticed that it didn't say she was married. So she decided, well, I better put that I'm married. So she put that she was married, and suddenly everybody was congratulating Molly that she's married. That was after 30 years of being married. So there's new technologies daily, new innovations, access to information. But the Bible stands like a rock undaunted amid the raging storms of time, as it has for centuries, containing all the wisdom and knowledge to guide you in your walk of life. You may not be able to open it and find the answer for every circumstance. You likely won't. But there's a lot of wisdom and knowledge here. And it tells you in Proverbs to seek wise counsel. And in the counsel of the multitudes, there is wisdom. You look to your parents, perhaps. You would speak with your pastor. A good friend who's well-grounded, maybe somebody who's gone through the situation in the past. And so you will get the answers. It's there. And the guidance is here to get you to that answer. Proverbs talks about knowledge, which is to know. It implies discovery, detection, facts. Romans 3:20 says that through the law comes the knowledge of sin. The key is the proper use and application of knowledge. And that's where God's wisdom comes in versus man's wisdom. Without God's wisdom, knowledge can be perverted and used for sin. And so it's using God's given skill or wisdom to apply to knowledge. In Ephesians 1, 17 through 19, Paul prays that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his almighty power. Seeking God's will for our life and desiring to understand him better, to apply knowledge properly, and to seek him in every day of our lives. At the end of that verse it says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And they certainly do. They don't follow God's wisdom by any means. It's selfish and deceitful, and something that you want to stay away from. The practical application of what's in Proverbs here, as well as the rest of the Word of God, there's guidance and wisdom for every situation that you'll walk into for the rest of your life. As children, as teens, as adults, for your relationships at work, for raising your children, for being married, the interaction between husband and wife, for teaching your children, for educating your children, and for life's difficulties. Talk about the devastating effects of cancer and how that can cause wreak havoc in lives, families' lives, your own lives. And then in Psalm 39, there's a verse that came to mind that said, Lord, let me know the number of my days, and if there's a blessing anywhere there. It's that people are given the opportunity sometimes by the Lord to know the number of their days, to focus on Him and to seek Him and not put it off until another year. So just I want to close with a couple verses from Romans 11:33 and 35. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. So our verse for the month, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Pastor.
We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper.